Now is a great time to replace your worn-out windows during the Renewal by Andersen 25-year savings event. Upgrade your home today. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Call now. Get four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty included. Renewal by Andersen takes every CDC-recommended safety precaution to protect your family. For 25 years, people have trusted us for their window replacement needs, and you can too. Call now to learn about our buy four, get the fifth one free window replacement offer.
800-413-6992. 800-413-6992. 800-413-6992. That's 800-413-6992.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. You're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio. Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, sports fans all across the globe. Welcome in. We are, and I do mean we are, the hottest sports variety program all over the globe. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, pulling you through another Dorf on Sports weekend edition. A ton of things to dive into, whether it's week 13 of the NFL, whether it's college football, college basketball. Obviously, we could talk about anything that's on your mind. It's always on our minds, too. And can't forget about NBA basketball. Free agency has obviously happened. And a big domino yet to still have happen, which would be my Giannis Antetokounmpo signing with the Milwaukee Bucks, the Supermax. And obviously waiting for that to still happen. Mike Wilson, good morning, buddy. How are you?
I'm doing good, and no, you're exactly right with Giannis. It's going to happen, you know. You told me 1,000 times it's going to happen, just a matter of when. But, dude, what are we in, week 13 of the NFL now? I mean, the season's flying by despite all the COVID stuff.
Yeah, I don't think the COVID is flying by any chance or any way, but I get where you're going with that. In general, it just seems kind of crazy because it's week 13 of the NFL, and you know what? They've made it through most of it, but now we're going to see how difficult it will be to finish things out. All right, keep it close, everybody. We're just getting warmed up. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, it is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Progressive presents The Sounds of the Old World.
The year is 2019, and someone is waiting for the previews to start in a movie theater.
Hey, you want anything? Popcorn? Soda? No, nothing?
This has been The Sounds of the Old World.
Brought to you by Progressive, where drivers can still switch and save like it's 2019.
Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, don't worry. There's a bright side. The experts at BrightSideTaxRelief.com will protect you from having your wages garnished, money deducted from your bank account, and your home or business seized. BrightSideTaxRelief.com will fight the IRS and negotiate to reduce or eliminate the amount you owe. Visit BrightSideTaxRelief.com or call 800-730-4313. That's 800-730-4313. The consultation is free. Go to BrightSideTaxRelief.com now.
Learn how thousands of smart homeowners are investing about a dollar to avoid expensive home repair bills. John, a former non-customer, said, "My air conditioner broke and I had to spend $1,900 to fix it." Jeff, a customer, wrote, "My air conditioner broke and I got a new one at no out-of-pocket cost." Mary, a former non-customer, wrote, "My heating system stopped running. I had to spend $3,000 to get a new one." Lisa, a customer, wrote, "My heater stopped working. I got it fixed at no out-of-pocket cost." For about $1 a day, you can have all the major appliances and systems in your home guaranteed fixed or replaced with HSC's home warranty coverage. Call now, and the first month is free. If the lines are busy, please call back.
800-410-4771. 800-410-4771. 800-410-4771. That's 800-410-4771.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Excellent ball movement, failed slam. John Collins wondering why he didn't hear a whistle. Parker on the chin. He went to the left hand and hammered it down.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in. He would be Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf, and this is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Get at us a couple different ways. You can always call us and rap with us at 1-800-878-7529. You can hit us up on Twitter for Mike, Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports. Check us out on Facebook. It's Dorf on Sports there. And then you can also check us out on IG. That's Instagram. It's The Real Dorf on Sports on Instagram. Mike, and you know, I heard that clip, and obviously the NBA has really given us something to see as far as free agency goes, because they're throwing dollar amounts around like crazy. The Lakers spending $275 million on a couple of guys over the next few years. That's AD, Anthony Davis, and LeBron James. You had the Westbrook deal just happen. He goes to Washington now. John Wall into Houston for the Rockets. Spider-Man signed earlier. Tatum signed a little bit earlier. Everybody signing but my boy Giannis. I did see him driving down the freeway on Saturday in Milwaukee, I-43. People were thinking that it had something to do with potentially him signing this big, obviously, Supermax contract that we are hoping and desiring him to do. Hasn't happened yet. His birthday is today. I don't know if there's something in the works happening later, but the next deadline, Mike, would be December 21st when they need to get this done by. So it looms within the next couple weeks or so as to whether or not this will be hanging over Giannis and the Milwaukee Bucks' heads all season long. And I think to put a lot of things to bed and to make a lot of the noise go away, you need to sign this deal and get it done before the start of the season.
No, I would absolutely agree with that. And, you know, if I'm Giannis, and unfortunately I'm not, you know, 6'10", 240, and can dunk from anywhere on the in the lane, and I would sign this on my birthday. What a better birthday gift to yourself than signing, you know, the Supermax deal of 200 and whatever million dollars. You got generational wealth for you, your family, your kids, and you provide some security for the Bucks as well. So if I'm Giannis, why not do it today?
Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, I think there are a lot of people that are waiting upon this decision, as we all know. And quite frankly, let's put a lot of people to bed. Let's put the naysayers to sleep and let's just get this thing to where it should be, which is Giannis coming back to the Bucks, them going and having opportunities to win championship after championship, because it's a domino effect, Mike. You know, you sign right. Drew Holiday, or you get Drew Holiday, but Drew Holiday doesn't want to be in Milwaukee past this year if Giannis Antetokounmpo isn't in Milwaukee. So, again, it's a domino effect. We'll see how things do play out, but ultimately, this is something that will linger over the Milwaukee Bucks' heads and Giannis's head if he doesn't get this signed before the season. So, we see the urgency. Hopefully Giannis and everybody else sees the urgency. And, you know, during the week, we had heard from Coach Bud. We had heard from Chris Middleton. And Chris Middleton and Giannis, as Chris put it in his words, they're better than just friends. Like, these are guys that have been together for 8 years. There's a bond that they feel that they have. And I think that from what I'm hearing, all things sound to me like Giannis will be a Milwaukee Buck, and this will all be a lot of conversation, a lot of talk, and a lot of hype, like what we do in the media. Quite frankly, you and I aren't necessarily doing this, but a lot of our peers in this industry like to make noise. And this is one of those things where I think they've been fooling the public for a long, long time and putting thoughts and ideas in people's head about what this guy will do, when ultimately I really don't think there's any question. I personally feel like, and this is – you can call me a homer if you want, Mike, but I'm pretty objective about things, as you know, and it just makes the most sense to me. 228 million reasons to sign with the Milwaukee Bucks. If the guy gets hurt game one, things change. So having that security, like you said, for generations to come, where he doesn't need to worry about his family and his family doesn't need to worry about anything, there's a lot to be said for that. So getting yourself taken care of, getting the people around you comfortable and taken care of, I think that should be a top priority. I really do.
No, it should. And I think for most athletes that get into the professional realm, the professional league, whatever professional league it is, I think deep down that's the number one thing that they are working towards, is to secure, as the young people say today, secure the bag, so they can take care of themselves, they can take care of their family, and live a life that probably most of them have not lived at all during their lives. So, you know, whenever Giannis signs this contract, and he's going to sign this contract, and Andy, I'm just going based off of, you know, what you're telling me, what you're hearing from, you know, people back home in that great state of Wisconsin, as you like to put it. So we'll see what happens. But I think at the end of the day, Giannis signs, whether it's on his birthday, whether it's sometime before the deadline, but he's going to sign. And all those hot take people can find something else to have their hot take on.
Do you like the move for Houston to bring John Wall in? Do you like the move for Washington to get Russell Westbrook?
When you look at these two players, I mean, I like the move, especially for Washington. I think Washington made out much better than Houston in the deal, only because Wall has been hurt the past 2 years. And, you know, when you have injuries like he's had, it makes you pause a little bit as to, you know, can he stay healthy for Houston? Because if he stays healthy for Houston and he gets anywhere near what he was like pre-injury, then Houston, you know, gets something out of the deal. Because when you look at their two games, when both these guys are healthy, when Westbrook is healthy and Wall is healthy, they are very similar in their games. They're extremely quick from end to end. I saw Wall play a couple of times when he came here to Phoenix in person, and I had never seen somebody get from one end to the next to the other end of the court as fast as Wall. And then I see Westbrook play. I'm like, okay, well, there's the next John Wall right there. They're very similar in their quickness. They're very similar that they do have struggles with their shooting, but you can't question Westbrook's motor. And when healthy, you can't question Wall's motor. When healthy, Wall is, he has that motor and he can ball. He's not a scrub, but the key is, can he stay healthy? That's going to be the thing with John Wall. Westbrook, he really hasn't had too many big injuries at all. He goes 100 miles an hour regardless if he's a little nicked up or not at all. So
all right. Right
now, you got to give it to Washington.
All right, so all these things have happened, and now we're into the NBA training camp, which is kind of insane,
right, brother.
It's literally right around the corner. The schedule was just put out there, bro, and you and I should be probably hanging out on December 23rd, in case you didn't know. Your guys, the Boston Celtics, will be taking on my guys, the Milwaukee Bucks, on a day before Christmas Eve. So I think it's pretty cool. That's a nice matchup early on in the season.
No, it is, and we're going to learn a lot about both teams, because I think both teams, obviously – you know, unless you're the Los Angeles Lakers, the season didn't end the way you wanted to. And the way, look, I mean, you would admit, like, the way the Bucks finished the playoffs kind of left a sour taste in most fans of Milwaukee's mouths. And the way Boston finished left a real sour taste for me, too. So that'll be a good gauge in terms of what they're going to do for the rest of the season.
Well, it's early, first game, so
right,
a lot can change. 72-game schedule this year, a little different than the usual 82-game schedule. But anyway, it's literally right around the corner, which I think is pretty cool. We got to take a break. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Keep it close. We'll be right back.
Eight to shoot. Lillard slot right. Dancing. Steps back, fires a tough 21-foot jumper. No good. Westbrook rebounds. 5 seconds. Crossing the timeline with three. Splits defenders on the run. Floats it up. No good, but he's... Oh, they call him for another offensive foul. Are you kidding me?
Oh, my goodness. Fadeaway shot gets glass, and here comes Westbrook. Westbrook accelerates. Takes all the way.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60 plus for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. That's 800-493-6118.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
At 28, I had struggled with opiate and meth addiction for 12 years. I did and said things that the sober me never would have done. One day I realized I was not invincible. I was not exempt. And that's when a friend told me about Elite Rehab Placement. They gave me the tools I needed to get sober, and all it took was the one phone call.
Elite Rehab can help you start to break your addiction problem and get sober in as little as 7 days. And we'll work with your insurance provider to help cover the costs. Plus, we have travel assistance programs to get you here by plane or train. Make this free call right now to learn more.
800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. That's 800-403-5912.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back, everybody. Mike Wilson hanging out with me, Andy Dorf, on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Love your thoughts, love your opinions. Get at us in a couple of different ways. You can call us 1-800-878-7529. You can always hit us up on Twitter. For Mike, Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports. Check us out on social media. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. Follow us there. Jump in, engage, get involved on the page because it literally is rocking and rolling. It's a lot of fun. We put great posts out there, and I don't want to take too much credit because mainly that happens from my partner, Mike Wilson. So sometimes I give him a couple ideas here and there, but for the most part, he has great posts, get great engagement, and just getting a lot of your thoughts and your opinions on the Dorf on Sports fan page on Facebook, and then also check us out on Instagram at The Real Dorf on Sports. And Mike, you know, I want to talk some college football with you, brother. Obviously, we're getting down to the nitty-gritty in college football as well, right? I mean, look, we're in week, I think in college football, if I'm not mistaken, we're in week 14, or we just got done with week 14 of college football. Alabama goes and just embarrasses LSU, and I don't think we're shocked or surprised about that. Washington State is playing USC later on today, probably because of COVID issues. You had Notre Dame whoop up on Syracuse. You had Clemson take care of Virginia Tech. You had Ohio State run all over Michigan State. You had A&M get by a tough Auburn team. Florida getting by a frisky Tennessee team on a Saturday. Iowa State, who's now in the top 10, beating up pretty badly on West Virginia. Miami just blanking Duke, and it's good to see the U kind of coming back with a little bit of their swagger, to be honest with you. I like their quarterback, King. The kid's pretty impressive. Oklahoma beating Baylor. Indiana in maybe one of the worst games that I've ever seen in my life, beating Wisconsin 14-6. How many times can you get in the red zone and not score, Wisconsin? I just don't understand what's happening there. We thought Graham Mertz was going to be the next coming, and he's not the next coming. That's all I can say. A shocker, maybe, my friend. This is the one that might sting for you a little bit. Your boy, not your boy, but your boy, Zach Wilson, and the BYU Cougars going to Coastal Carolina, where they are ranked in the top 20. I can't even believe it, but they are. Coastal Carolina, ranked in the top 20. BYU, we talked about their strength of schedule, my friend. This would have been one of those where they could have said, hey, we beat a top 25 team. But they fall short to Coastal Carolina, 22-17. Oklahoma State goes down to TCU. North Carolina rebounds nicely after going down to Notre Dame last week. Iowa gets a win. Marshall, they lost. That might be somewhat of a shock, losing to Rice because Marshall was in the top 25. And then Washington losing to Stanford, the Cardinal, that they get a victory. Cal beating Oregon. I talked about how this can't happen if you're going to be, you know, the king of the Pac-12 and you want people to give you much love and respect and think you have an opportunity to have a team that gets to a playoff. Well, Oregon does it once again and they lay an egg losing to Cal. So, I mean, what is that, like the fourth game that Cal's played all year? So it's just the Pac-12 is a joke, brother. I'm sorry, but I just had to throw that in. Tulsa getting a victory, and then there's some cancellations. So that's basically what happened in college football, brother.
No, I mean, look, your comment about the Pac-12 being a joke, it is. And, look, I went to a Pac-12 school. I graduated from a Pac-12 school. I grew up in Pac-12 country. But you got to call a spade, man. You got to call it what it is. And, you know, with the Pac-12 starting so late, you know, I'm watching the Oregon California game yesterday, and California hadn't won a game yet. And if they finish 3-3, they qualify for a bowl game. I almost spilled my adult beverage. I just laughed so hard. I'm like 3-3, and you can qualify for a bowl, even though it's COVID. There's things that kind of come with this a little bit, but still, if you're 500, you shouldn't be in a bowl, whether you are 3-3 or 6-6. BYU, man, I watched, my son and I actually watched that game together, watched a lot of that game together. And the one thing that my Zach Wilson came away with saying is, BYU's getting pushed around, Dad. I'm like, yeah, they got pushed around a little bit, and BYU looked like the bigger team, like the stronger team. And Coastal Carolina, what can you say about that defense yesterday? They came through several times, making Zach Wilson, you know, the quarterback for BYU, real nervous. I saw a lot of happy feet with Wilson last night in the pocket. He was extremely uncomfortable most of that game. So, you know, look, BYU was in the running for maybe getting – be one of those teams, the lower-seeded teams that get into the playoff. They're done. They're out. And, you know, all the rest of the big boys that you mentioned, the Oklahomas, the Bamas, Floridas, all, you know, those guys, Ohio State, they're all doing what they're supposed to be doing. They're winning, and they're winning big. And this time of year, you got to win big. You got to have some style points, to say the least. And so I think, you know, if you're rooting for Cincinnati to get in, and Cincinnati was idle yesterday, they didn't play. If you're rooting for Cincinnati to get in, they got to finish undefeated to even have a shot. If they lose one along the way, and it doesn't matter who they lose to, they're out. Because all the big boys are playing well.
Right. And so you can take BYU out of the mix. They're done. So put a fork in those guys. And then obviously the next domino that potentially could fall, would be Cincinnati if they stumble down the stretch, obviously. So, and then, you know, it could open things up for Florida or Texas A&M. Out of those two squads, who do you like better?
Ooh, for me, truly right now, A&M and Florida is a coin flip for me. Like they both have good quarterbacks that can play. You know, Kellen Mond of A&M and Trask of Florida, they're good quarterbacks. Trask had the better stats yesterday, but Florida does throw the ball a heck of a lot more than A&M. But if A&M and Florida, if they get in, either one is fine with me. It's a coin flip, like I said.
Yeah, I think Trask most weeks is going to put up pretty big numbers, like you said. 4 TD for him through the air. They do have a pretty solid passing attack, and I'm kind of happy to see Florida, you know, kind of back up in the top ranks. Ohio State, is there any way that they don't get in this playoff? Is there any way that Clemson doesn't get in this playoff? What happens between Notre Dame and Clemson in that ACC game?
Boy, that's, you know, Notre Dame is playing really, really well. And Ian Book yesterday, I guess you know, he had three TDs. He had 285 yards. He looked solid. He can run the ball. There's an argument to be made that Book's not getting enough national love, even though he does play quarterback for Notre Dame. But Ian Book is a guy that you got to look out for, especially with Notre Dame's offense right now. Clemson, what can you say about Clemson? I mean, Trevor Lawrence, the passing attack, Lawrence can run as well. He's probably the number one pick in the draft and upcoming NFL draft. If I had to put money on it, I'd probably go with Clemson because they've been there in the playoff. They know how to handle that type of pressure. Trevor Lawrence knows how to handle that kind of pressure. I mean, he's only lost one or two games as a starter for Clemson. So, I would think it would be a very close game, but I think Clemson would probably win in the end.
Kind of, a little bit of a disappointment that nobody can battle with Alabama. And ultimately, Mike, my question to you is there anybody capable of hanging with Alabama at the end of the day? Even though Clemson's really good, Trevor Lawrence, when he's not on the field, they're obviously not the same. Hopefully they'll be at full strength the rest of the way through. But ultimately, is there anybody that can beat Alabama, in your humble opinion? This Mac Jones kid, we talked about other quarterbacks. This quarterback is absolutely ridiculous. So they don't miss a beat, man. It's incredible. They go from Tua to anybody, and Mac Jones is really, really good.
Yeah, he is really, really good. I mean, you look at his stats, he was 20 of 28 for 385 and four touchdowns. How much more efficient can you be than that, man?
Yeah, I mean, I can't disagree with you. I hear the music. I know that means we've got to take another pause for the cause. So we'll do that. We'll come back. We'll continue rapping about the sports world, brother. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf, and you're hanging out with us here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Keep it close. We'll be right back.
Not every day you have to replace a water heater, more like every 10 years. The Home Depot can help with a wide selection of the latest models from Rheem, and a helpful online water heater buying guide to help make choosing the right Rheem easy. From gas to electric, tankless, even smart models that can spot a leak before it happens. Water heaters have come a long way. You don't have to. Go to HomeDepot.com to find the latest Rheem water heaters and helpful answers and advice from our water heater buying guide. Only from the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-7851. 800-439-7851. 800-439-7851. 800-439-7851.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
The number one gift in this stressful year, relaxation from HomeEdics, now at up to 30% off. Soothing stress for over 35 years, HomeEdics is the top home massage products brand with gifts for every aching muscle on your list. With select items up to 30% off and free shipping on orders over $50, holiday supplies won't last. Shop now at HOMEDICS.com. The perfectly relaxing, perfectly giftable gift is at HomeEdics.com and major retailers everywhere.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Welcome back, everybody. Mike Wilson hanging out with me, Andy Dorf, like we do each and every Sunday for your listening pleasure, 8 a.m. until 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. So adjust your dial or your clock to check us out each and every week, Sunday mornings, 8 a.m. till 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf come at you with the latest, the greatest, and hopefully some of the best sports knowledge that you're going to take in throughout your week. You can always get at us a couple different ways. You can call us, 1-800-878-7529. You can hit us up on Twitter. For Mike, Pigskin Opinion. For me, Dorf on Sports. Check us out on Facebook. It's Dorf on Sports there. On IG, Instagram, it's the real Dorf on Sports there. Mike, week 13 of the NFL, brother. It's going by too quickly, isn't it?
It really is. And when you take into account all the COVID stuff and protocols and games that have to be delayed, postponed, it seems like it takes forever, but when you take a look at it, like you just said, it's week 13. We are 3 weeks from the end of the season, and we have an undefeated team, man. And one of the things around my house is Big Ben going to play today? He's listed as questionable. And look, as far as the Steelers go, they go as far as Big Ben stays healthy. To me, I mean that's just the bottom line with that. But there's lots of other good stories. I mean, but. You know, Big Ben's if he can't play today, we got, you know, Pittsburgh may have some problems.
Well, the good news is he won't have to play today. He'll be playing on Monday. So could mean a little bit of a difference for him. Obviously, I'm glad you brought them up because the reason that they're playing on Monday and we're going to have a doubleheader on Monday is because we all know that during the week, the Steelers had to play the Ravens, and that game got pushed several times. And I kind of want to get your take on this because, quite frankly, if you're the Denver Broncos, you're insulted, you're angry, and if you're not insulted and angry, you absolutely should be because basically what the NFL said was, look, the Baltimore Ravens are more important than you, and because they don't have their star quarterback, we're going to give them every freaking opportunity that we can to get healthy and to put the best possible product out there on the field. But you know what, Denver? We don't give a rat's ass about you. You know why? Because you're not going anywhere, you're not doing anything, and you don't have last year's MVP playing for you, okay? So I think what happened, if you ask me, Mike, it was a bad look for the NFL, okay? It just shows you that the rich get richer, the poor stay poor, and to me, it was one of those moves that really makes you see that life is very unfair. And if you're a team that has a former MVP, and if you're a team that people want to see go far, well, then they're going to make every accommodation possible for you to be able to put the best product out there. And they don't care if they go from Sunday to Wednesday. They're going to try to do what they can for you to make it possible. To me, it was a really bad, ugly look for the NFL.
Can I just say ditto to everything that you said, Andy? I agree wholeheartedly. Denver doesn't have the brand name. It does, you know, brand name at quarterback, you know, and they don't even have, they're not even all that relevant right now. So, you know, I looked at it as different strokes for different folks in terms of how the NFL handled this. And yeah, if I'm John Elway in the Broncos, I am upset beyond upset with how it was handled. And you know, luckily, look, they're going to have their quarterbacks back this week, but they're playing Kansas City. So it may not even matter all that much that they have the starters or not.
All right, but
let me paint the Chiefs.
Well, I was going to say, let me just paint this picture, okay? And I guess what irritates me so much about it is, you know, our local show, our producer Spencer comes out with this statement about, well, you know, what they did was, you know, this, that, and the other, and it was wrong because the four quarterbacks are in the same room without wearing a mask. Okay, I get it. I understand it, and it's not right. They shouldn't have been doing that. But let me just flip the switch here, Mike. Do you have any idea who the Baltimore Ravens guy was that wasn't wearing a mask? Do you know who that person was?
I'm probably guessing it was Lamar Jackson.
No. It was a person that you would absolutely expect to be taking all the safety protocols that you can possibly take. It was their strength and fitness coach. I mean, come on, bro. If there's an example to be made here, I think it was the Baltimore Ravens. That's what I'm trying to say, bro. At least these dudes are in the same room. They're breathing the same air. But you would think that these four quarterbacks have been around each other, whereas this dude, the fitness and strength guy, should know better, bro. So to me, they made the example of the wrong team. That's all I'm saying.
No, I mean, you're exactly right. I mean, I would have made the example out of Baltimore and if you had to push the Denver game to a different day, push the Denver game to a different day, let them have the best possible lineup that they can put out there to compete against the Saints last week, then, you know, have some practice squad wide receiver who played quarterback in high school look like a fool out there, because that's not the position he's playing. You know, they made him look like a fool. They made Denver look like fools. They made themselves look like, the NFL made themselves look like, you know, a fool last week. So, you know, hopefully if this comes up again, you know, this kind of scenario, maybe you're hoping that they handle a whole hell of a lot better than they did last Sunday.
Yeah, I mean, it was just a very bad look. It just shows you that certain teams are the deck is stacked a little bit against them in a much different way. All right, so let's kind of bring ourselves to – obviously, week 13, we're here. It's upon us, man. And, you know, the Saints have continued to roll with or without Drew Brees. You know, you play a division game against the Falcons. It's one that you look at on paper and you say the Saints should probably win this game pretty easily. But it's a division foe, somebody that knows your tactics and your schemes very well. But you have a different look at quarterback, and I do think that Taysom has been – he's been good. He hasn't been great. He's been good. Like, they're winning games, right? So at the end of the day, we know there's a drop-off, and I kind of found it interesting that they decided to go with Taysom over Jameis, because Jameis is obviously the better passer of the ball. But here's the problem, right, is – he's a better passer of the ball to you, me, and everybody on the defense as well as the offense, right? And I think with Taysom, they know that they're going to get a guy that he's not going to throw it much, but he's going to kill you with his legs. And if he doesn't kill you with his legs, somebody else is going to beat you. They just have that many weapons. Are you sold on the Saints the same way that I'm sold on the Saints? I guess that's my point.
Yeah, I am. Now, once Breeze comes back and plays, then I'm even more sold on them because it's Drew Brees and he's a proven commodity. But with Taysom, look, this is Atlanta's second time seeing Taysom. And like you said, this is a division game. So they have, you know, the schemes that they like, the tendencies that the New Orleans Saints likes. So I wouldn't be surprised if Atlanta really tries to mix it up and give Taysom something that he hasn't seen with the Falcons today. I'm not saying that that's going to make a whole heck of a lot of difference in the outcome of this game, because I think the Saints win this game, but I wouldn't be surprised if Atlanta throws something else in there, like I said, that Taysom hasn't experienced or seen from them before.
See, I think this is one of those games that you look at on your schedule. If you're the Saints, like you're saying, you look at it and you're saying, you know, we should win this football game. We should continue to hold home field advantage throughout after this week. But you never know. Like we're saying, this is a team that knows the ins and outs. Second time they're seeing Taysom. The Falcons have been playing a little bit better as well. They put up 43 points the other day on the Raiders. So as lopsided as this looks and sounds, I'm telling you right now, this is a game that the Saints could look back at and say, you know, that was the game that changed the outcome of our season. So ultimately, I'm sold on them. I really like them. But at this point in the season, this is a game that you must win. And if you lose to an Atlanta Falcon team that obviously is going nowhere, it starts to put that doubt and you know, people start saying, well, maybe they're not as good as we thought. But I think that defense has been stout. I think they're a really good offensive team that hasn't quite figured it out on offense. And I think that to me is the part that's a little bit scary. So I almost look at them like they're a giant that's kind of lingering, and we haven't quite unleashed this beast of the New Orleans Saints on offense. Because think about it, bro. Like, they used to put up points left and right. The way that the Saints are beating people now is they're shutting you down, and their defense is controlling the game. So as much as their offense gets the job done, I have been extremely impressed with their defense, Mike.
No, they play really good defense. And look, the defense travels. If there's one thing that they always say is defense travels. So, you know, I expect a solid effort out of New Orleans. I absolutely agree with you that this game is going to be closer than most. But let me ask you this, Andy. You know, Breeze is getting up there in years. Like, he's one of the elder statesmen in the NFL.
Yeah.
Great quarterback, first ballot Hall of Famer, the whole bit. Who's the heir apparent in New Orleans once he calls it quits? Is it Taysom, or is it someone that we don't know yet?
You know, that's a great question. I think that the immediate heir apparent is right there in Taysom Hill. I do think that he's obviously limited in a lot of ways. We don't see him making a bunch of different throws. So if there's a little bit of a cause for concern, and you know, we had a guy say to us that basically Taysom is Tim Tebow 2.0, and I thought it was a bit of a crazy statement, because to me, you know, you have this New Orleans Saints team that has so much power on offense that I was kind of like, well, that doesn't seem right to me. But the more I watch, the closer to that I actually believe it really is. But with that being said, they're winning games. They have too much talent for them not to win games. So I ultimately think Taysom is in such a better position than Tim Tebow was that you can say that they're similar, but I still think Taysom is a guy that could be a really good quarterback. It just, you have to know how to use his skill set the same way. Look, Sean Payton does a great job, man. I'm sorry, but if there's a more dynamic guy on the offensive side of the ball in the NFL, Mike, please share it with me, because this guy gets the best out of whoever's skill set that he's using at quarterback.
No, he does, and he's a developer of quarterbacks, and that's what you're going to have to do. I mean, if Taysom Hill is the heir apparent when Drew hangs up his cleats, then you got to start developing that guy now. So when it's time for him to step in as the full-time starter, because Breeze ain't there, he needs to be ready to go. He needs to be able to make those throws and lead that offense better than what he is now.
All righty, man. Obviously, we're gearing up for a whole hour of NFL talk here on the Dorfon Sports Weekend Edition. It's week 13 of the NFL, baby, and we're going to break it down for you in every which way, shape, and form as we can. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. Keep it close. It's the Dorfon Sports Weekend Edition.
Hello and welcome back to the Ronnie Deutsch Tax Program. On the line is Paul from California. Hi, Paul. What's your tax problem today?
Hi, Ronnie. Love your show. Listen, I've got a big problem. You see, my paycheck was garnished last week, and I'm only getting half the normal amount. To make matters worse, the IRS froze my bank account. Listen, I'm embarrassed and scared. I need some help.
Listen, Paul, you don't need to feel embarrassed. You just need some tax help. And the great news is the IRS has some unbelievable programs that can eliminate your tax debt so you don't have to worry about having your paycheck garnished or your bank levied. Doesn't that sound great?
It sure does, Ronnie.
Then do yourself a huge favor and get a free consultation right now. And tell them the tax lady sent you.
855-715-5721. 855-715-5721. 855-715-5721. That's 855-715-5721.
Matthew.
Huh? Oh, sorry.
It's okay. I just need you to listen to me.
I know that a lot of times, Mom, it might not seem like I'm listening to you, but I am. I hear you. And what you say really does matter to me.
I mean, let's be honest. No kid likes rules, but I get why we have them. I hear you, and I know it's because you care.
All the talks we've had over the years, including what you've told me about not using alcohol and other drugs, they stick with me. And believe it or not, they really do make a difference, especially at times that matter most.
Hey. Want a drink?
No, thanks. I'm good. So thank you, Dad, for talking and preparing me for what's ahead.
Thanks, Mom, for never giving up and always being my biggest fan.
Thank you for letting me know what you expect so I can try to meet your expectations.
Thank you for talking.
For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Hey, travelers. Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back, my people. He's Mike Wilson. I am Andy Dorf. And yes, you're hanging out with us here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Tons of things to talk about in the sports world or just in general. Whatever's on your mind is always on Mike's and my mind. 1-800-878-7529. You can always hit us up on Twitter. For Mike, Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports. Obviously, check us out on Facebook. It's Dorf on Sports there. Great post from Mike. He's got a good one out right now as to who is the MVP of the National Football League. And we've got three guys who are in our minds and probably everybody else's mind. Patrick Mahomes, Aaron Rodgers, and Russell Wilson. All three of those guys definitely battling it out. And I think the most consistent guy, Mike, has obviously been Aaron Rodgers. I think the glamour and the huge, like, great plays have been made from Patrick Mahomes. And I think the guy that dazzled us early was Russell Wilson. And Patty's kind of coming on late here.
Yeah, Patty is kind of coming on late. But, you know, he's been consistent. Look, all three of these guys, they've had some good games. They've had some bad games. But I tend to agree with you that Aaron's been the most consistent. It's really – to me right now, I think the MVP race is actually just down to Aaron Rodgers and Patrick Mahomes. I just do. Which is unfortunate because I think Russ, you know, certainly deserves some votes. And if not, he deserves the MVP for what he's done up there in Seattle. But look, like you said, the glamour throws, the glamour play have been made by Rodgers and Mahomes.
I agree, and I do. I second that, man. It's definitely a two-headed monster, a two-headed race between Aaron and Patrick. And hopefully we get Aaron and Patrick in the Super Bowl, bro, because then you'd have, like, a little bit of this changing of the guard and the passing of the torch type thing that we're not going to get from Tom Brady and Patrick Mahomes, at least in my opinion. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. Hour number one just about in the books. Hour number two on the horizon. Tons and tons of NFL talk. Keep it close, everybody. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Scott. The California Department of Public Health said Saturday that capacity in the intensive care units at some hospitals have fallen below 15% due to COVID-19. That means more lockdowns in the state to try and slow the spread of the virus. New restrictions affecting over 27 million Californians begin today and last for at least 3 weeks. No dining in restaurants, salons, movie theaters, and many other businesses are closed. Supermarkets and shopping centers are operating at 20% capacity. Fox News spoke with business owners who are just trying to adapt and stay alive.
We've invested in changing and adapting our business to be pandemic friendly. And then, you know, the changes come again.
It's really hard to keep a business going when the changes are happening constantly.
There were a record 25,000 confirmed cases on Friday, 1.3 million statewide since the pandemic started. USA Radio News.
Rockstar Radio. Did you know this station, this network is looking for their next rockstar broadcaster? That's right, we are. And it could be you. It could be you interviewing the guests, talking to the newsmakers right in the middle of everything. Have you ever dreamed of being a rockstar show host? Now could be your chance. Together with this station, we'll help you with everything you need. The studios, the equipment, your own producer, a co-host if you'd like, and so much more. Broadcasting is changing. There's never been a need for fresh voices and unique opinions like there is right now. You can do this. Our professional team will guide you every step of the way. Sound effects, show content, building your social network media, and everything you need to be the next rockstar broadcaster. Get all the details. Email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. To get started with your own show, email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. Don't wait. You could be the next voice for America. Email Bill at rockstar.today.
Most of the lights are back on after the first big winter storm of the season knocked down power to tens of thousands across New England. The system brought high winds and heavy snow to the region Saturday. The power outage website says over 196,000 customers lost power in Maine and over 46,000 in New Hampshire. Thousands lost power in Connecticut, where local forecasters also warned of black ice on the roads as temperatures dipped below freezing overnight. The actor who played Squiggy on Laverne and Shirley has died. David Lander was 73. His wife says he died from multiple sclerosis that he had been battling for more than half his life. Lander and his comedic partner Michael McKean played Lenny and Squiggy on Laverne and Shirley, which ran from 1976 to 1983. Jimmy Buffett is no longer wasting away in his Florida mansion. The New York Post says the Margaritaville singer sold his three-bedroom Palm Beach mansion for $7.6 million in late November. He also has homes in Beverly Hills and St. Bart's in the Caribbean. USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
The MLB gets into a legal fight. From the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau, here's Tim Berg.
Major League Baseball and all 30 of its teams are suing their insurance providers, citing billions of dollars in losses during the 2020 season, played almost entirely without fans due to the coronavirus pandemic. The suit, filed in California Superior Court in Alameda County, says its providers, AIG, Factory Mutual, and Interstate Fire and Casualty Company, have refused to pay claims made by Major League Baseball, despite the league's at-risk policy purchases. Major League Baseball did postpone the beginning of the season, and then once it began, teams were limited to 60 games for the regular season, down from 162. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
In the NFL, Week 13 kicks off in an hour. Some of the featured matchups include the Saints at the Falcons, the Jaguars at the Vikings, the Lions travel to the Bears, the Browns are at the Titans, the Bengals take on the Dolphins, and the Colts are at the Texans. Also, the Giants visit the Seahawks and the Rams at the Cardinals. The Sunday night matchup, the Broncos at the Chiefs. The much-to-do game between the top two teams in college basketball didn't happen yesterday. Less than 90 minutes before Gonzaga and Baylor were set to tip off, the game was postponed due to two positive COVID-19 tests. For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.
Now is a great time to replace your worn-out windows during the Renewal by Andersen 25-year savings event. Upgrade your home today. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Call now. Get four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty included. Renewal by Andersen takes every CDC-recommended safety precaution to protect your family. For 25 years, people have trusted us for their window replacement needs, and you can too. Call now to learn about our buy four, get the fifth one free window replacement offer.
800-413-6992. 800-413-6992. 800-413-6992. That's 800-413-6992.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning, the program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio. Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, good afternoon, and maybe even good evening, people. Welcome in. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. I'm Andy Dorf. He's Mike Wilson. You can get at us a couple of different ways. 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter for Mike Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports. Check us out on social media, Dorf on Sports on Facebook, and the real Dorf on Sports on Instagram. And Mike, it's week 13 of the NFL, baby. I mean, it doesn't get much better than this. We're down to the last month of the NFL. Teams will be jockeying for playoff positions, and we'll find out who the pretenders are, the contenders are. We'll see who the MVP is. Is it Russell Wilson? Is it Aaron Rodgers? Is it Patrick Mahomes, who's really come on the last few weeks? I mean, Derrick Henry has been a beast, but like you said earlier, hard to give that award to a running back because we know it's such a pass-happy league, brother. So Aaron, Patty, Russ, who's going to step up?
Yeah, well, look, I mean, I expect all three of them to step up, but I think in the end, like you said, and we both said recently, it's Rodgers and Mahomes for the MVP. And that would be a great Super Bowl. Be a repeat of, Super Bowl 1 or 2, so with the Packers and the Chiefs. So, we'll see how it all plays out, but it's going to be fun for sure.
A lot to talk about this hour. We're going to dive through all the games and all the action. We'll take you through the ins, the outs, the goods, the bads, and the ugly. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. You're hanging out with us here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, don't worry. There's a bright side. The experts at BrightsideTaxRelief.com will protect you from having your wages garnished, money deducted from your bank account, and your home or business seized. BrightsideTaxRelief.com will fight the IRS and negotiate to reduce or eliminate the amount you owe. Visit BrightsideTaxRelief.com or call 800-730-4313. That's 800-730-4313. The consultation is free. Go to BrightsideTaxRelief.com now.
Learn how thousands of smart homeowners are investing about a dollar to avoid expensive home repair bills. John, a former non-customer, said, "My air conditioner broke and I had to spend $1,900 to fix it." Jeff, a customer, wrote, "My air conditioner broke and I got a new one at no out-of-pocket cost." Mary, a former non-customer, wrote, "My heating system stopped running. I had to spend $3,000 to get a new one." Lisa, a customer, wrote, "My heater stopped working. I got it fixed at no out-of-pocket cost." For about $1 a day, you can have all the major appliances and systems in your home guaranteed fixed or replaced with HSC's home warranty coverage. Call now, and the first month is free. If the lines are busy, please call back.
800-410-4771. 800-410-4771. 800-410-4771. That's 800-410-4771.
The number one gift in this stressful year, relaxation from Homedics, now at up to 30% off. Soothing stress for over 35 years, Homedics is the top home massage products brand with gifts for every aching muscle on your list. With select items up to 30% off and free shipping on orders over $50, holiday supplies won't last. Shop now at HOMEDICS.com. The perfectly relaxing, perfectly giftable gift is at Homedics.com and major retailers everywhere.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
And the ball goes over on downs, and Baker Mayfield starts at his own 10.5 yard line with Nick Chubb in the shotgun. Three receivers left, one right. Here's Mayfield throwing, and it's Odell Beckham Jr. in the clear. 35, 40, he's at a 50, he's running to the 40, he's going into the end zone. 10, 5, touchdown, he's arrived back in the end zone at MetLife Stadium.
He just ran a little seam route right up the gut.
89 yards, OBJ! And his buddy Jarvis Landry gave him a block up the field just to clear the final path. Well, let me do the math on that drive. One play, 90 yards, and the Browns go in. Mayfield to OBJ.
Watson, and he goes down. No, he stays on his feet, throws on the run, touchdown!
A second down and 7 after the 3-yard pickup. Mayfield from the gun takes the snap, hands it off to Chubb, runs it to the right, nowhere to go. He is swallowed up, the ball is loose. Picked up by the Patriots on the run down the left sideline of the end zone. Dante Hightower!
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back in, everybody. Week 13 of the NFL. Some of the sounds, some of the highlights, and some of the good, the bad, and, you know, just some of the top headlines, Mike, for you and everybody else listening. Looks like Lamar Jackson is expected to start their game. Drew Brees making some good progress toward his return to the field. Tua, he's expected to start against the Bengals. The Rams and the Chargers, with all the COVID stuff going on and the virus, they're staying in L.A. Your guy James Conner, unlikely to play on Tuesday for the Steelers. Clowney, he's out for the season after a surgery that he had. And look, just a lot of things happening in the NFL. Week 13, injuries are absolutely going to play a huge role and a factor as we get through the last few weeks of this season. COVID may or may not play a role in this as well, Mike. So, again, did anything kind of strike you as to some of the top headlines that I just threw out there? Anything hit you in a way, or are you just ready to kind of break things down and go through week 13 with me?
Let me see. Yes. Right. I mean, we get to this time of the year, you and I both know. I mean, we're old enough. I don't want to age ourselves particularly, but we're old enough to know injuries happen. This is the time of year when, you know, if you can stay away from the injury bug, it's going to benefit you down the line. And the teams that have the depth, the teams that have guys that we're not particularly looking at step up are the teams that are going to have, you know, they're going to make the difference in terms of how far they get into the playoffs and if they make it to the Super Bowl and walk away with the Lombardi Trophy.
You know, I hear where you're going, and I like where you're going. And I'm going to kind of just pick your brain a little bit more. So in that sense, we've got a great game on our hands today of two teams that do something extremely well to the tune of number one and number two. And you mentioned running games. You mentioned the Cleveland Browns. You've said those things. So the Browns play the Titans. The Browns have a great running game. I don't think their defense is probably as good as the Titans. But with that being said, the Browns have won eight games. The Titans have won eight games. They've got Derrick Henry in the backfield for the Titans. The Browns do it a little bit different with a two-headed monster in Chubb and Hunt. But I'll tell you what, Chubb is pretty damn good himself. Not the same kind of taxing, bullying running style that Derrick Henry has, but number one and number two here, bro, something's got to give. Somebody's defense is going to have to step up. Somebody's passing game is going to have to come out of nowhere. AJ Brown is going to have to do something special for Tennessee. Baker is going to have to do something special for the Browns. Like, there's a lot riding on this game, bro, and there's a lot, like, when you talk about Tannehill and you talk about Baker, there's a lot at stake here, brother. I'm sorry, but this to me is, if not the biggest game on the slate, it's in the top three for sure.
Oh, yeah, it's definitely in the top three, and it's certainly one of those games I'm going to be watching today. And you and I talked about it the other day on the local show that how interesting this game is going to be because look, this is one of those games for Baker Mayfield and the Browns that if they want to make a bit of a splash here and get some of the naysayers off of their you know what, about their team, they have to win this game on the road. And Baker has to be accurate. He has to make the throws when called upon. The rest of the team just has to keep doing what they're doing. And the same can be said for Tennessee. Tennessee, Tannehill, look, this game has Tannehill and Baker Mayfield, two guys that I don't know if they exactly strike fear into the minds of defensive coordinators and DBs and defensive linemen and that kind of thing. But it is one of those games, one of these quarterbacks that we do have some questions on with either one has to step up and have a game. And for right now, I think you and I would both agree that the person that we trust at quarterback a little bit more, or if not a lot more, is Ryan Tannehill, because he's done it. He's done it a longer amount of time. He's had some success at Tennessee despite all the things that he did in Miami. But, you know, look, when you can turn around and hand it to Derrick Henry, that can't be any bigger of a quarterback stress relief than there gets. I mean, if you and I hand it off to a guy that's 6'5", 255, 260 pounds, and can just bowl through people, that takes a lot of pressure off the quarterback.
It does.
And Tannehill has that luxury. Now, look, Baker has that luxury too. Like you said, a two-headed monster there. But Derrick Henry, man, he is just a beast. And it's tough to take him down for four quarters. He wears you out. He wears you down. He's going to run you over. It's just insane what that guy brings to that offense in Tennessee.
There's an argument that you can make that both of these teams are going to be incredibly tough outs when it comes time for the playoffs, because they can possess the ball and they can make the game shorter for a team like a Kansas City Chiefs. You know, they're a quick striking, high powered offense. Well, how do you shut that down? You just limit their amount of opportunities. That's what you do. And both of these teams play incredibly well with being able to control the ball, and they're going to control the clock. They're going to basically have the time of possession more often than not in their favor. So I'm really intrigued to see what gives there. Okay, let me ask you this. Do you like what your guy Flores is doing there in Miami, where he's basically playing musical quarterbacks? It sounds like Tua, like I said to you earlier, he's going to get the nod, but obviously Fitzpatrick was the guy in there last week, and quite frankly, Fitzpatrick, all he's done is win, and all Tua's done is win. So they kind of have a two-headed monster at quarterback. Do you like it?
Right. You know, in most circumstances, I don't, because I think you really do, in the end, have to go with one guy. But I look at this situation, and like you said, both guys are winning. And I'll say this again. Look, Tua has probably one of the best quarterbacks to ask for help, to help him study, just become a better pro, a better quarterback in Ryan Fitzpatrick. And say what you want about Fitzpatrick, and, you know, he's up and down. Right now, when he's up and he's playing well, I have no problem with Flores kind of playing musical chairs right now. Now, moving forward, we all know it's Tua, and we go into the offseason. I wouldn't be surprised if Flores just says, moving forward, Tua's the guy. And we got to see what we have. We got to see what we have in Tua, because, you know, we drafted at number 5, and there are people already questioning Tua, which I don't understand. He's only played a handful of games. So, but it's going to be interesting to see how Flores balances this throughout the rest of the year.
I agree, and hopefully they make the playoffs, and we'll have it to talk about even a little bit longer.
Right.
So, anyways, on the other side, I want to get into the Raiders, their debacle from last week. Can they rebound against the Jets, Jets, or do they embarrass themselves against the Jets instead? He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. We'll be right back. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Second down and goal from there. Fakes the handoff to Ingram. Breeze looks left. Has man front pylon. Caught Mike Thomas. What a grab at the front pylon. Michael Thomas goes low right at the pylon.
Cam Newton goes under center. McCaffrey, the lone setback in a 7-7 game. McCaffrey gets a fake. Big rush. He's in his end zone, and he throws the ball. It's going to be intercepted with that football running to the goal line for a touchdown. And that is Fitz Williams on that wounded duck. To great pressure on the play.
Shotgun snap on first and goal. The 3 handoff. Tariq Cohen. He is in for the touchdown. Touchdown Bears. What a drive.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Are Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60 plus for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. That's 800-493-6118.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
At 28, I had struggled with opiate and meth addiction for 12 years. I did and said things that the sober me never would have done. One day I realized I was not invincible. I was not exempt. And that's when a friend told me about Elite Rehab Placement. They gave me the tools I needed to get sober, and all it took was the one phone call.
Elite Rehab can help you start to break your addiction problem and get sober in as little as 7 days. And we'll work with your insurance provider to help cover the costs. Plus, we have travel assistance programs to get you here by plane or train. Make this free call right now to learn more.
800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. That's 800-403-5912.
Now Peters is playing way off of Amari Cooper on third down and 10 off right. Derek looks left. Derek going to throw for the end zone. Caught! It is caught! Touchdown! Raiders! Jared Cook with a touchdown to tie the game at 30 with 16.
What an amazing play.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
My advice to you is to start drinking heavily.
Come on, everybody. Have another drink already.
That's right, baby. Welcome back in. Week 13 of the NFL may have you drinking heavily because your team is a disaster, or may have you drinking heavily because your team is just that good, and you are getting ready to celebrate all the way to the Super Bowl. Maybe a Kansas City Chiefs fan. I don't know. Anyways, welcome back in, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf pulling you through another Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Get at us. Call us. 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter. For Mike, Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports. Check us out on Facebook, Dorf on Sports there. Instagram, The Real Dorf on Sports there. And then, obviously, each and every Sunday night into the wee hours, I come at you starting at 10 p.m. Pacific Standard Time as we break down all of the week's action from the NFL on the NFL Rewind and Sports Overnight America. 10 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Into the wee hours of your night, morning, whatever it is. Love breaking down the NFL each and every week. And this week, It's week 13. So tell you what, we're that much closer to playoff football. We're that much closer to a lot of meaningful football games. You and I were talking about the Titans, the Browns, the running game there. Something's got to give. We were talking a little bit about Tua and Fitzpatrick, about how they're going back and forth between these two guys. It's working, so to a sense, if it ain't broke, don't try to fix it. However, I do think when push comes to shove, I disagree with you a little bit. When playoff time comes, you've got to have one of these guys. It can't be the Tua and Fitzpatrick right. show. It's got to be one or the other, because I think at that point in time, you don't want to have to know, hey, one day we're taking it from a righty throw, one day we're taking it from a lefty throw. Yeah. It does come out of their hands different. The spin is different. Guys need to prepare a little bit different for that. So that kind of leads me to my next point, which is the Raiders, bro. They laid such an egg against the Atlanta team. 43-6 was the final there. Four turnovers. They were fumbling like crazy. Derek Carr looked suspect at best. The Raiders kind of had me fooled a little bit, in the sense of I thought that they might be ready to turn the corner. I don't think that's the case anymore, Mike. And quite frankly, I'm worried that potentially they could be the embarrassment of the NFL, and they could wind up going to East Rutherford, New Jersey, MetLife Stadium, to play a Jets team that is winless, and they may come out of there themselves with a loss. That would be detrimental. That would be embarrassing. And I don't even know why we haven't mentioned this either. Adam Gase, how the hell does that guy still have a job? I don't get it.
Yeah, I don't get it either. I mean, if Vegas goes in there to East Rutherford and loses, whether they get blown out or whether they just lose by a point, to lose to the Jets would be a complete – just would be a complete embarrassment to the organization, to Chucky, you know, the head coach. and it would, I don't know if it would set back the team in terms of their mental makeup, because I don't know exactly how tough mentally the Vegas Raiders are. Because look, we both thought that the Raiders had something going. They had something there that maybe they could make one of those unexpected runs into the playoffs and cause, you know, some damage. You lose to Atlanta the way they did, and then if by some freak of nature, okay, they lose to the Jets, you really got to question their mental makeup. Because I don't know if the Raiders, and they are fairly young, you know, at some skill positions, that they can come back from something like this and do any damage the rest of the year.
All right. I'm with you, and I'm teetering on the brink of saying, look, the Raiders are done. And quite frankly, we both are on the same page, man. It's the Kansas City Chiefs and then the Pittsburgh Steelers. And then you might have a Titan team that could cause some noise. You might have a Cleveland team that could cause some noise. Again, the jury's still out on Tannehill and Baker. At the end of the day, we're not sold on what these guys can or can't do, because the sample size is too small. But this is an interesting one, bro. Kyler Murray, who has definitely been better than Jared Goff in the first couple seasons that we've seen from him. Jared Goff he's okay. He's not gonna scare you, though. Whereas Kyler, if he's got his legs, he's a double threat. He's a dual threat, obviously, with his legs and his arm, can make just about any throw. Although we saw that kind of take a little bit of a hit when the Cardinals decided not to make him part of the running game, and he only ran the ball five times, really basically just trying to scramble out of trouble, taking him out of the equation as far as the running game goes. And it didn't work out so well against the Patriots for them because he's not a pocket passer, okay? You know, people want to say, well, he can do that. Yeah, but it's all set up by the fact that he can run, and that's the way that he scares you. So anyways, bottom line is that I do believe that Kyler is a more complete quarterback than Jared Goff is, but you have to put him in the best position to use that skill set. So if Kyler is unable to run and you're going to make him be a pocket passer, I think you're setting him up for disaster, and I think you're setting him up for failure, Mike. I really do. So who do you trust more? Do you trust Jared Goff or do you trust Kyler Murray? And we don't know if Kyler Murray's healthy.
Right, and that's what makes it a dilemma for the coaches and for people like you and me that, you know, look, we do our show from Phoenix, Arizona. We would like to see the home teams do well. But when you have a guy like Kyler Murray that, like you said, part of his game and a big portion of his game is using his legs, extending plays, running around, sliding, you know, getting out of trouble, and he can't do that, you would almost have to, I think you have to say that you would have to kind of go with Goff a little bit, even though, you know, you talk about you got to put Kyler in the best position to win. You know, Sean McVay has to put Jared Goff in the best position to win, and that means getting the ball out quick, getting the ball out early, three-step, four-step drops, get it out, and you take care of it that way. But, you know, if Kyler can't run, that big defensive line for the Rams is going to have a field day, because all they get, if you contain him, Aaron Donald's just going to say, hello, Kyler Murray sandwich, how you doing? I'm hungry. Let's eat, you know? So
yeah.
It's going to be one of those things where if Aaron Donald is allowed to kind of get to Kyler or anybody else on that D line for the Rams, you might want to call a funeral home for Kyler Murray today.
Yeah, no, I'm with you, man. You know, week in and week out, you and I always say there is something that we're concerned about, and we're concerned that Kyler takes one of those hits that knocks him into tomorrow or next week or a month from now. So, again, it's definitely something that you and I fear for Kyler. Offensive line has definitely got to do a good job of protecting him and making sure that he's not in harm's way today when you're going up against guys like Aaron Donald. So, yeah, I'm with you, brother. All right, I know the music is going, so you and I got to take another pause for the cause. We'll come back, obviously, like we always do on the other side. We'll break down each and every matchup as best we can and as quickly as we can, because obviously we'll only have about 14 or 15 minutes left in the program. So keep it close, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf pulling you through another Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition analysis of what we think happens in today's game on the other side. Keep it close. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
This is Dorf on Sports.
It's not every day you have to replace a water heater, more like every 10 years. The Home Depot can help with a wide selection of the latest models from Rheem, and a helpful online water heater buying guide to help make choosing the right Rheem easy. From gas to electric, tankless, even smart models that can spot a leak before it happens. Water heaters have come a long way. You don't have to. Go to HomeDepot.com to find the latest Rheem water heaters and helpful answers and advice from our water heater buying guide. Only from the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-7851. 800-439-7851. 800-439-7851. 800-439-7851.
You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
The number one gift in this stressful year, relaxation from Homedics, now at up to 30% off. Soothing stress for over 35 years, Homedics is the top home massage products brand with gifts for every aching muscle on your list. With select items up to 30% off and free shipping on orders over $50, holiday supplies won't last. Shop now at HOMEDICS.com. The perfectly relaxing, perfectly giftable gift is at Homedics.com and major retailers everywhere.
What's in store this holiday at Staples?
Gifts and packages shipped with care.
So you can relax knowing they'll soon be there.
Now at Staples, save 25% on UPS expedited shipping services.
Plus, take up to 30% off select shipping supplies, like boxes, tape, and padded mailers.
Shop in store or get it same day with Instacart.
And save on holiday shipping at Staples.
In store only. Offers end 1-2-21. See store for details. Instacart not available on shipping services. Fees, taxes, additional terms, and or tips may apply. Delivery subject to availability.
Third down and two. Carr drops back into the gun. Jacobs is off to his left. Three receivers are off to the right. Protection, end zone, diving catch. Touchdown, Raiders! Tyrell Williams! They take the opening kickoff and they stick it down the Broncos' throat.
Rolling on the field. Cleveland fumble recovered. By New England, first down.
Shotgun snap, he drops down three, gets the block. Oh, he's knocked! The ball knocked away by Dupree! It's a fumble, and Pittsburgh has recovered! The cocked right hand, and to throw the ball, Dalton knocked away. But Dupree, coming around, knocking it away, and Pittsburgh stops the Bengals' drive in its tracks.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports, here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back in, people. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, pulling you through another Dorf on Sports weekend edition. Get at us a couple of different ways. Can do it on Twitter. Follow us. Hang out with us there. For Mike, Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports. Check us out on Facebook. It's Dorf on Sports there. Check us out on Instagram. It is the real Dorf on Sports there. And then, obviously, you can check us out locally in Phoenix, Arizona. You can check us out on 88.7 The Pulse, Mondays and Fridays, 9 to 11 a.m. That's Arizona time. So for that, pulseradio.fm. Download the app. Take us anywhere in your pocket, on your phone. We're there for your listening pleasure a few different times throughout the week. So obviously catch me late night doing the NFL Rewind on Sports Overnight America. I start that at 10 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on Sunday nights. Take you into the wee hours of the morning. But I'll tell you what, I can't stop talking about the NFL, man. So I love doing it at any hour of the day, and I'll do it for as many hours as they'll let me do it. So week 13 is upon us, Mike. We got a lot of games to get through. Saints and Falcons going at it today in Atlanta, Georgia, at the Mercedes-Benz Stadium. We've talked a little bit about this. The Saints march on, whether it's with Drew Brees or without Drew Brees. However, playing a division foe in the Atlanta Falcons. This will be a closer game than a lot of people think. However, I'm going to take the Saints in a very, very close football game.
No, I'm going to agree with you. Like I said at the beginning of the program, like I think New Orleans wins this, and I think it's going to be closer than people think because Atlanta's a division foe, and they've seen them twice now with Taysom Hill. So we'll see what Atlanta throws at them. It'll be interesting.
I agree. So you're taking the Saints as well?
Yeah, I'm taking the Saints, yeah. Yep.
Lie downs, that's the Detroit Lions playing the Chicago Bears. Look, this is one of those games that it's on the schedule, so we got to talk about it. We're not going to talk about it for very long because both of these teams continue to hurt themselves week in and week out. Both of them had a chance, an opportunity to be a playoff contending team. However, over what we've seen the last few weeks, I think you can take both of these teams out of that equation. And this is a game I don't really care much about, but I'm going to say that Matty Stafford and the Lions can go to Chicago and beat the Bears because I just don't see – well, here's the problem. Neither one of these teams have any offensive weapons. Galladay's been injured all year. The running game is absolutely lousy for the Lions. The Bears do have a decent running game with Montgomery. That guy impressed me a little bit. But I'm actually going to go against the grain, and I know I took the Lions on the local show, bro. But I don't know what the hell I was thinking. I got to take the Bears because neither one of these teams have any weapons, and I'm going to give it to the home team in that sense where they have no weapons. The Lions have no weapons, but they're at least coming out of the comforts of their own bed. So I'm going to say I think the Bears win, and I know I changed my mind on this one, man.
It's okay, man. I'm sure I've done that a few times, so I'll let this one slide. So. But in the infamous words of an old sportscaster back home in Portland, this is the crummy game of the night. Between two crummy teams, I'm going to take the Bears.
Browns and Titans, we did talk a lot about both these teams having a stellar running game, number one and number two. I do think the Titans have a little bit better defense probably than the Browns. That might be ultimately what the difference is in this football game. And I just think that the Titans train is rolling in a way where it's pretty tough to stop them when they have it rolling. Derrick Henry has been a beast. This guy just feed him the ball. I know we talked about the two-headed monster that the Browns have. I like the one-headed monster with Derrick Henry, AJ Brown. I think that combination of these two guys on the Titans side of the offensive of the ball, I think that's going to be a little bit of the difference. I like the Titans pulling out a squeaker at home.
No, I like the Titans too. And if, look, Dorf, as much as we talk about Derrick Henry, we really got to give some credit to A.J. Brown turning into a first-class receiver and his development. So I'm going to go with the Titans in this one.
We're on the same page. We're riding the Titan train with Derrick Henry in that running game. Bengals and Dolphins. The Dolphins are playing musical quarterbacks. It's working for them. I think it continues to work for them against the Bengals, who are obviously depleted at quarterback. We got the local kid who's going to get a shot at it once again. Look, it is what it is. They're definitely in a bad way at quarterback. Finley, the kid's going to get the go once again. That's the local kid here from PV High School, Ryan Finley, who played at NC State. I think he has a tough time against the Dolphins, man. I like the Dolphins.
No, I like the Dolphins, too. That defense is one of the top defenses in the league. You don't know where the pressure's coming from half the time. But in the development of the football team, this is a game that Miami has to win. They're favored to win. They have the better players. They need to win this game to go 8-4 and keep putting themselves in a position to get to the playoffs because their schedule after this game – just gets extremely tough.
Yeah, so you got to win the games that are very winnable, and this is absolutely one of those. Jags playing the Vikings. The Vikings found a little bit of magic in a bottle, right, when they were able to come back emphatically. Kirk Cousins, like, we've had our doubts about this guy, and rightfully so, but he literally put the S on his chest and carried his team to a victory, so are you believing in Kirk Cousins and the Minnesota Vikings at all? And if so, they absolutely need a victory against a Jaguar team that we know is very depleted at this point. So I'm going to take the Vikings, man. I think they need to keep this thing going. They get over 500. They make themselves one of those teams that could get into the place, into the postseason.
Look, I'm going to take Minnesota as well. And what did you just get done saying about Miami, Dorf? You got to win the games that are winnable. And this is one of those winnable games for Minnesota to kind of keep it going and keep themselves in the conversation for the playoffs. So I'll take Minnesota here.
Raiders playing the Jets. We talked about the Raiders potentially having a really embarrassing outcome against the Jets, who are winless, 0-11 on the season. At this point in time, I almost feel like they're trying to lose games. They don't want to win games, right, but they pretty much have this thing wrapped up. So if they have any sense of pride, you want to get one victory before the season is over. Raiders making that cross-country trip. They're ripe for the taking, but something in my mind tells me that the Raiders have just too much pride. They will rebound from an awful performance against the Falcons where they went down 43-6. Don't make me look bad 2 weeks in a row, Derek Carr and Chucky. Raiders, you got to get a victory against a really, really bad Jets team. I'm taking the Raiders.
Yeah, once again, this is the third game in a row. You got to win the games that are in front of you that are winnable, and this is extremely winnable for the Raiders. Don't let Dorf and I down. Otherwise, we're not going to come back to your marvelous city and gamble. Go Raiders.
Colts playing the Texans again. Texans have had a tough year. It's been brutal to watch them, and obviously, D-Watt is struggling without D-Hop, who is obviously here for the Cardinals now. Colts, the difference maker, was supposed to be this Phillip Rivers kid, and I say that obviously kidding because he's an old man at this point, like you and myself, but they did bring him in for the kid, Jacoby Brissett, who they're using in a very unique way this season, and obviously it's all smiles because they're winning more games than they're losing. Again, we've talked about games that are on your schedule you're supposed to win. This is a game the Colts are going to win or supposed to win, but I think this is one of those games. It's dangerous for them in the sense of the Texans have nothing to lose, and all they can do is play spoiler. So I'm going to take the Colts squeaking out a game really tight against the Texans, and they probably shouldn't have to do it that way, but the Colts win a really close football game, man.
Boy, can I have a coin and just flip it with this game? Because I see the same issues as you do with these two teams and why they would win and why they would lose. So, you know, I just flipped a little penny in my hand and it came up Houston. So I'm going to go with Houston today to pull a bit of an upset.
Lots of coin toss games. This is another one, maybe. Yeah. Rams playing the Cardinals. We talked about Kyler. We talked about Jared Goff. Look, if Kyler can't be Kyler, it's going to be a struggle. That's all I'm going to say. And, you know, the Rams have been playing relatively well. They had a little hiccup, obviously, against San Francisco, but maybe San Francisco is a little bit better than what their record shows. Maybe the Cardinals' record has them a little bit better than they actually are. I'm going to say the Rams come into Glendale, Arizona, State Farm Stadium, and they get a victory, and the Cardinals come back, and they're 500, and they're back to being humbled a little bit.
Right. I know I picked the Cardinals on our local show, but I'm switching to the Rams. There's just something the last couple of days, and I'm just sitting there going, Kyler's not going to be able to run around. Like, this injury's a little bit more, there's something more there than I think they're letting out. And so, you know, Goff, you know, he has weapons, defense travels. I'll go with the Rams.
Giants, Seahawks, Giants are playing for first place. As crazy as it sounds, they're 4-7. Yeah. Seahawks, they're playing for first place as well, obviously, as they're the division leader here in the NFC West. We talked about Russ being on the outside looking in as the MVP candidate. This might be a game where he can help himself get right back in the mix. You got to beat a Giants team that's not that good, right?
Right. You got to win the games that are winnable once again. And this is a winnable game for Seattle. And I trust Russell Wilson a lot more than Jones of the Giants. So I'm going to go with the Hawks up there in Seattle.
Eagles going to Green Bay to play the Green Bay Packers. Been a struggle for the Eagles all season long. Carson Wentz hasn't been that great. Defense isn't that great. Offense is struggling because they don't have a lot of playmakers. I like the Packers winning this, but I'll tell you what, Packers don't blow anybody out. Going to be relatively close.
Yeah, I think you might have, you know, like a upset stomach or something coming a little bit. But I think Green Bay pulls it out in the end.
Patriots and Chargers. Patriots absolutely need this game if they're going to obviously have a chance to make the postseason. And I like the way that they won. It was ugly, but you know what? Cam took a shot, stayed in there tough for the guys. I'm going to take the Patriots to beat the Chargers on the road.
I'm going to go with Herbert and the Chargers in this one.
Broncos and Chiefs, man. I think it's the Chiefs all day. How about you?
Yeah, Chiefs in a blowout all day.
All right, let's take a pause for the cause. We'll come back and do like we always do, parting shots. Keep it close, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, it is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
Third down. This is third and goal from the 3-yard line. Here's a sweep left side to Eric Ebron. He gets in. Touchdown. A touchdown. A rushing touchdown for Eric Ebron. He's got two today. One receiving that one from 3 yards away on a jet sweep to the left side. And the Colts lead it 13-7.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Hello and welcome back to the Ronnie Deutsch Tax Program. On the line is Paul from California. Hi, Paul. What's your tax problem today?
Hi, Ronnie. Love your show. Listen, I've got a big problem. You see, my paycheck was garnished last week, and I'm only getting half the normal amount. To make matters worse, the IRS froze my bank account. Listen, I'm embarrassed and scared. I need some help.
Listen, Paul, you don't need to feel embarrassed. You just need some tax help. And the great news is the IRS has some unbelievable programs that can eliminate your tax debt so you don't have to worry about having your paycheck garnished or your bank levied. Doesn't that sound great?
It sure does, Ronnie.
Then do yourself a huge favor and get a free consultation right now. And tell them the tax lady sent you.
855-715-5721. 855-715-5721. 855-715-5721. That's 855-715-5721.
Matthew.
Sorry.
It's okay. I just need you to listen to me.
I know that a lot of times, Mom, it might not seem like I'm listening to you, but I am. I hear you. And what you say really does matter to me.
I mean, let's be honest. No kid likes rules, but I get why we have them. I hear you, and I know it's because you care.
All the talks we've had over the years, including what you've told me about not using alcohol and other drugs, they stick with me. And believe it or not, they really do make a difference, especially at times that matter most.
Hey, want a drink?
No, thanks. I'm good. So thank you, Dad, for talking and preparing me for what's ahead.
Thanks, Mom, for never giving up and always being my biggest fan.
Thank you for letting me know what you expect, so I can try to meet your expectations.
Thank you for talking.
For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
I'm sorry. After careful consideration, I must respectfully decline.
I can't stand retirement.
Come on, just let me win one Super Bowl.
In exchange for eternal damnation of your soul, you're much too nice a guy for me to want to do that to you, Mr. Marino.
You did it for Namath.
Yeah, but Joe was coming here anyways.
This sucks.
I'll just go to the Super Bowl as an announcer, and I'll win myself an Emmy.
That's the spirit.
You're a good devil, Dad.
And I also happen to be a Jets fan.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
I guarantee Mike Wilson and Dan Marino would give anything to have one Super Bowl over just about anything. But obviously, it is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition, final segment here on the program. Obviously, we thank everybody for hanging out with us each and every Sunday, live, 8 a.m. till 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. I come back to you late night style doing the NFL Rewind on Sports Overnight America. Start that at 10 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Take you into the wee hours of the night because we can't talk enough about the NFL week in and week out. Mike, parting shot time, my friend. You are up.
Well, I'm going to, you know, for everybody that kind of doubts this whole COVID-19 virus, you know, before the show, I received a text from my mom saying my Uncle Vern has contracted COVID. He was, for my first birthday, he gave me a little blue Ford truck. So prayers and thoughts out to Uncle Vern up there in Oregon. So get better, Vern.
I am definitely thinking about your uncle, brother. As you know, this has struck my family, so I know how serious it can be. My thoughts, my prayers are with you and your family. My parting shot is going to go to the Green Bay Packers. This is a bad Eagle team, man. Go out there and dominate those fools and really keep yourself atop of the NFC and with a chance to have the home field advantage. For Scott, for Mike, I'm the Dorf Man, Sam Peace. We'll catch you next week on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Guess what?
What?
This, ladies and gentlemen, concludes our show.
Maybe do it again sometime.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy Dorf. Till next time.